Today is March 7th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Hoquiam Manufacturing Company plant destroyed by fire. A spectacular early morning blaze destroyed the plant of the Hoquiam Manufacturing Company at 6th and Levy Streets at a loss estimated at $30,000. Damage to the warehouse of the Grace Harbor Construction Company, though at 2:30 it appeared that the building would be saved, and for a time endangered the home of John Burnett of 213 6th Street. Harry C. Patton, fireman, was taken to the Hoquiam General Hospital shortly before 2 o'clock when an artery in his left arm was cut as he was directing a hose into the raging inferno of flame that tinder-like swept one end of the plant to the other before it was discovered at 1:30 o'clock this morning. At 2 o'clock, the roof of the building, built only 2 years ago by C.O. Cooper, who moved his plant from its former location at 5th and Lincoln Streets, fell with a thunderous crash, and the 6th Street wall fell onto the sidewalk, a number of firemen and volunteer workers narrowly escaping injury. The flames shot hundreds of feet into the air, and blazing brands were carried in the air, though lack of any wind saved most of the surrounding buildings. The interior of the building, containing dry kiln lumber and woodworking machinery, could not be entered at any time after the blaze was discovered, as the building was a raging furnace before firefighters arrived. As soon as the extent of the blaze was discovered, the entire firefighting force of the city was called to the scene. In other news, charges are being prepared to file against Sheriff. Attorney P.L. Morgan, Vice President of the Grace Harbor Law Enforcement League, said yesterday in reference to steps being taken towards the recall of Sheriff Gibson. The formal charges against Mr. Gibson requiring by law to be filed in the county auditor's office are almost completed. They will be filed very shortly. The next step will be the printing of recall petitions and sending them out to the various precincts for signatures. Great interest is being manifested throughout the county. In every precinct, there will be a committee to have a charge of these petitions. The Law Enforcement League of the county is very anxious that each precinct or community hold a meeting within the next 2 or 3 days, if possible, for the purpose of organizing and especially for the purpose of getting the temperance people registered. We wish every community to organize its own committee, and we ask the people to please not wait to be called upon, but to get together and take whatever steps are necessary to form a precinct committee of such a number as is desired. In the city and county news, grocery stock and fixtures for sale at Monroe Groceries. Afternoon kindergarten from 1 to 4 o'clock, special attention of 6-year-old children, telephone 6454R. Effective March 1st, E.L. Sheehan, General Agent of the Canadian Pacific Railway Passenger Department, St. Louis, is appointed General Agent of Passenger Department, Seattle, to succeed E.F.L. Sturdy, promoted, according to the announcement received here yesterday. George E. Miller, City School Superintendent of Aberdeen and member of the Washington High School Athletic Association, left yesterday for Seattle to witness the state basketball tournament, which opened yesterday in the University of Washington gym. And finally, Gem Cafe, open under new management, Friday morning, 808 I Street. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 7, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.